Well, now to news today about ovarian cancer. There's no good way to screen for it except screening for a genetic mutation tied to the disease. Traditionally, women at high risk who carry that mutation are told to have both ovaries and fallopian tubes removed as prevention. But the Ovarian Cancer Research Alliance is now saying people who don't have that mutation, most women, are at average risk for the disease and should consider having just their fallopian tubes removed with some caveats. Let's hear them now from Ronnie Rabin, who reported this for the New York Times. And Ronnie, first, expand on what's been the traditional advice for ovarian cancer prevention.
Well, women who carry a genetic mutation that puts them at high risk for ovarian cancer, and the best known ones are BRCA1 and BRCA2, sometimes called BRCA1, BRCA2, but BRCA, they are advised to have the ovaries removed as soon as they're done having their children that they want to have, and to have them removed to reduce the likelihood they'll develop ovarian cancer. That recommendation doesn't change. This is a recommendation that's really made more to the general population.
And I just want to jump in and say, although that was so preventive for women with those mutations, this idea of removing the ovaries plunges people into menopause. And so with the next group of women, the general population, they're not being told to remove their ovaries, but just the fallopian tubes. Why?
Well, it's become clear over time that ovarian cancer doesn't actually usually start in the ovaries, that it originates in the tubes, the fallopian tubes that lead from the ovaries to the uterus. So in a sense, this is a very clever move. If you could remove the fallopian tubes and leave the ovaries so women aren't plunged into surgical menopause, and so women continue to reap the health benefits of having ovaries, which are many, you might be able to completely reduce or maybe even eliminate the risk of ovarian cancer for those women.
Right. And some of those later issues that the hormones produced by ovaries can help out with are the risk of heart disease, osteoporosis, sexual dysfunction. And so this is good news that researchers feel that just removing the fallopian tubes would greatly prevent ovarian cancer. But is this the shocking and some would say surprising part to some women, that even if they don't have the BRCA1 or 2, they're at risk and should remove their fallopian tubes?
Well, they've been trying to develop a screening test for ovarian cancer. And there's been a lot of hard work and research put into it. And there's a large trial in the UK. They randomized some women to get screening with this blood test called CA125 and with ultrasound imaging scans. And they thought, maybe we can use this to find ovarian cancer early. It is a stealthy cancer. And what they found was they did find it earlier, but not early enough to make a difference and save lives.
Yeah.
So that's where this is coming from. It's sort of like, this is a cancer that, yeah, it's not one of the more common cancers, but it is the fifth leading cancer killer for women. And it's often found at a very late stage because we don't have a good way of screening it. It doesn't produce symptoms until late.
Okay. So the removal of the fallopian tubes for more women than was thought is part of this headline. But also we understand that the push is to get more testing out to women so that they know if they are predisposed, if they have BRCA1 or 2.
Exactly. So what OCRA, this Ovarian Cancer Research Alliance, wants is, first of all, it wants people to get tested. They're sending out kits, especially if it's in women's families. That's part one. Part two is, consider this having the fallopian tubes removed, but only under certain circumstances. It's very nuanced. You've had your children, you're going in for some other pelvic surgery. They're not telling women to run out and get surgery to remove their fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
Definitely not. It's very specific and narrow. If you are already having pelvic surgery, gynecologic surgery, then consider having the fallopian tubes removed.
We'll link people to your reporting. New York Times reporter Ronnie Rabin speaking with us about news about ovarian cancer prevention. Ronnie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And one more note from Ronnie's reporting. Researchers saying if your mother didn't have ovarian cancer or the gene, you may still have the gene from your dad. His mother may have had ovarian cancer, but people didn't talk about it. So take that test.